This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Governor Polis has his first high-profile opponent in next year's race. CPR's Ben DeBerkland reports CU Regent Heidi Ganahl has filed paperwork to run.
As an at-large member of the CU Board of Regents, Ganahl is currently the only Republican in a statewide elected office. Before getting into politics, Ganahl was a successful businesswoman. She founded Camp Bow Wow, a doggy daycare business that now has franchises across the country. She's likely to have a tough race ahead of her. Colorado has trended blue in recent elections, and Polis boasts a considerable personal fortune he's likely to use for his re-election bid. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
RTD is upgrading transit stops along its heavily used East Colfax bus lines. New shelters will have sloped roofs, lights, and electronic displays with real-time schedule information. RTD architect Ignacio Correa Ortiz designed the shelters. He says the shelter walls feature imagery depicting the meeting of the Great Plains and the Rocky Mountains.
The idea of place and the reference between Sand Creek and the Front Range, I think it makes it as local as it can be.
The new shelters will be operational within a few months. Undocumented immigrants who are victims of crime have more protections under a new Colorado law that recently went into effect. CPR's Megan Verley has more.
The federal U visa program is intended to ensure that undocumented crime victims who cooperate with investigations and prosecutions are protected from deportation. However, the program requires signed forms from the law enforcement agency involved, and until now, Colorado didn't have any rules to ensure agencies were handling those requests in a uniform and timely way. The new law requires agencies to inform qualifying victims about the U visa program and to handle their requests for paperwork without delay. I'm Megan Verley, CPR News.
It'll be partly sunny today across the Front Range. Right now in Denver, it's 65 degrees. This is CPR News.